Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for September 10th through the 16th of 2023. So the quote for the week says, a new cycle is beginning. Disentangle yourself from the past. Ashe. So many new cycles are beginning, y'all, and this forecast is going to be a little longer than usual, so you might want to grab a cup of tea and your journal and post up and prepare, because this is another week when several entities are shifting gears. And I think I mentioned that last week when we had retrogrades and whatnot, planets moving into new signs, when they slow down to do that, their energies intensify. So everybody's sort of been feeling it one way or another. So first up is cracking the ancestral code. Level one is open to everyone. Any level of understanding about your ancestors, and if you want to deepen your dedication, check that link out for details and registration. For those of you who have already taken level one that I know are on both my e-list and Yay Louisa Tisha's e-list, I have put the link here for your convenience. So level two can get to registering because classes start September 16th and 17th. Also, we've got the link for the new Ancestral Reverence Ritual Kit curated by Nasa Bawa and Lana Moon of EnergyandArts.com. It's only $65, and they say to elevate your spiritual journey with their exclusive Ancestor Connection Bundle, carefully curated to help you connect with your ancestral heritage and receive their guidance. This comprehensive bundle includes the Ancestor 7-Day Candle, a Sage Bundle, Ancestor Money, an Amethyst Crystal, an Ancestor Herb Blend that was very specially put together. I love when they do custom things for us. The altar oil, a cowrie shell, and an oracle deck that is the bomb. Ancestor Speak Oracle Deck is included in this. And we love this one because every single card is from a different culture's ancestors. So even if you're not taking the class, you might want the kit, which is going to be wonderful. But it was designed to support our Cracking the Ancestral Code class. So our week kicks off on Wednesday the 13th, which is going to be a very busy day by all accounts. First, Pallas is entering Libra until November 19th. So Pallas begins a two-month journey through Libra, activating an awareness of the wisdom of balance, integration, and general cohesiveness that comes from reconciling opposites within or around you. We have had our perception of relationships, family, friendships, or community shifted, and thus we have access to other perspectives now that broaden our definition of community and our sense of kinship with others. We have made some life-changing adjustments in the relationship department, or will be soon. You may notice that we are also dealing with the Venus retrograde in Leo during this time, and so having Pallas move through the Libra department, helping us upgrade our partnerships and collaborations, and clear any imbalanced toxic relationships or partnerships, is happening in conjunction with the values and priorities upgrade happening in other departments. We've also healed some relationships that will now be stronger than ever, which will allow us to get more accomplished when we are in alignment with our support team. Pallas activates the wisdom of balance within and reciprocity with others. Ashe. Same day, Vesta enters Cancer until December 20th. Now, Vesta is special. Vesta has begun a one-year process, June 23 to June 24, of recalibrating in your Gemini Cancer departments. She only comes around to these signs every 4 years or so, and I did some digging. She last retrograded in all Gemini in 2012 to 13, so it was probably over the new year. And she last retrograded in all Cancer, 05-06. And the last time she did the combo of what she's doing now in 2023 was in 1994-95. And I could write a dissertation about those very years and the evolution of my sacred self, which is what Vesta represents. You, the individual, in its purest, most sacred form. It's the part of you that can focus deeply or dedicate completely to a person or project, sometimes to the exclusion of other aspects of life. It's where we can be a little extreme at times. But up in the sky, she is activating all of us to initiate a new cycle, making Gemini curiosity, learning, and communication not just important, but sacred. This is a great time to lighten up personally. It's also an excellent time to check in with your language. Remember, there is power in the word thought, spoken, or written. It's very powerful, and if your mind and heart are not communicating well, then a lot can get lost in translation. This is a chance to reset your personal story for the next 4+ years, integrating a new narrative that includes more friends and strong personal and professional networks of people who believe in you and support your personal goals and sacred work. Okay, deep breath. Now, I put this in here again because this is going to be such a deep process. So you all have to understand this process through Gemini just happened, June 22nd to this week, September 13th. Now she's moving into Cancer, September 13th to December 20th. In the mix, she's going to retrograde. She's going to retrograde in November, re-enter Gemini, and go direct in Gemini in February. She re-enters Cancer in March and does not hit Leo until June 19th, which is around summer solstice of 2024. So this is a process of both, of Gemini and Cancer getting recalibrated by Vesta, what is sacred to you, the individual. So let's think about these things and the upgrades that are underway. What's been happening June to September that has illuminated your new narrative? What's going on there? The power of your language and thoughts and words. So as she moves through Cancer, safety and emotional security become not just important, but sacred. This is a great time to reset your personal self-care practices. This energy will illuminate if and how you haven't been taking care of yourself, neglecting self so that you can be there for others. But that's not a good way to direct this delicious energy that can get you back in touch with your own body, sensual nature, and your natural individual rhythms. It is a time when you can start a new cycle of cultivating healthy self-care practices, developing your creative babies, nurturing your personal goals, and creating space as if you've already accomplished them. Ashe. Yes, build it and they will come. But it's not going to matter if you fall apart. So that self-care is a huge piece of allowing Vesta to make you sacred, not just everything you can do for everyone else, which is a lot of what happens in Cancer. Vesta is going to linger in this area and will directly affect both cardinal and mutable babies. That is Aries, Libra, and Cancer, Capricorn, as well as Gemini, Sag, and Virgo, Pisces. So that's 2/3 of our chart potentially activated over the course of this 1-year process. And those with Gemini, Cancer energy, you all are truly initiating a new and potent connection to your sacred self that doesn't come around often. Who were you and what did you consider sacred back in 1994-95? Which, by the way, is not the only thing up in the sky activating the early 1990s, so just be aware of themes circling back. I have listed the timeline below and will remind you along the way, so good luck. So yes, exact dates are listed here. You can check those out if you need to. She's retrograding at 7 Cancer and going direct at 21 Gemini, both of which are personal for me, y'all, so I'm on it. We can definitely discuss. Same day as our monthly money pouring ritual with Yaya Luisa Tish. You just have to join her Patreon for $5 or more. It'll be 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. So join us if you can. It's always a wonderful time and it gets you in the rhythm with these rituals and working mojo on your own behalf and keeping you conscious of your energetic flow, your creative flow, and your cash flow. So join us over there if you can. Next day is Thursday the 14th, is our Virgo new moon, which we've been very much preparing for with all this other energy going on around Leo Virgo. Virgo new moon comes every year and presents us with an opportunity to reboot the system, your individual system, which often entails creating a whole new personal routine as well. Theoretically, during the last lunation, Leo Aquarius, we decided what we were going to express with more integrity and authenticity, and what we were going to invest in self and community with more energy and resources, because there are new values and new priorities at this time. Virgo time supports integrating all that you have learned about your core essential nature in Leo recently, and developing that into a new routine and creating a completely new system for living that will support you better in the here and now. It's time to digest, assimilate, and integrate the last 9 months specifically. Also deeply supported this month is acknowledging and releasing any regrets, mourning any true losses or deaths, and deepening your dedication to that which is vital, strong, healthy, and evolving within and around you. Pre-harvest assessments always happen in August, September, and they reveal what does or does not support your physical and spiritual selves, that spirit in human form. Twice a year, February, March, and August, September, we have to take time out to check in on the physical body in Virgo and the spiritual being in Pisces. If you're healthy, great. But if you have pushed yourself to the limits, it's time to pull back and recalibrate. We also have to check in with our spiritual being. If your practice is strong and supporting you, great. But if you have neglected your yoga or meditation, silence or sleep, then this is the best time to reboot the system and dedicate to a new routine. As we approach the harvest for the year 2023, keep in mind that everything is a response to the last thing and preparation for the next thing. So as you connect to what you love and your authentic self in Leo, you shift to how to anchor that new emergent self in your day-to-day life in Virgo, so that you are individually secure as you move toward Libra. That is the time to cultivate relationship and or engage with others on some level. So it's a great time of year to address any imbalances in your life as we approach our one of two opportunities each year to tune into the physical literal balance at the equinoxes. I'm so excited. We will be getting together for a fire ceremony, and I put that link below as well. But here, same day Thursday, is my free community event that we do monthly with a special focus. This month is asteroids and the sacred feminine and what they're up to for 23-24. And this week is exactly why I chose this month to talk about them, because a lot of people don't know about these ladies and they are very important to cultivating a life of richness and sovereignty and joy and pleasure. So join us on Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Like I said, it's a free community event, but the suggested donation is $22. All who register or donate will receive the replay tools and resources. And if you submit your birth date, time, and place, you'll get your personal activations a couple days after the call. So events Wednesday and Thursday, money pouring ritual, 7 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, and asteroids at 8 p.m. on Thursday. Then Friday the 15th is also a big energy day. Here's another one. Ceres entering Scorpio until November 25th. Basically, Ceres just completed a one-year process through Virgo Libra. And we've been discussing this in the weekly forecast if you've been tracking along. It went retrograde in Libra and direct in Virgo. And what I said was that if we could recalibrate our internal balance and heal our systems, we could be way better supported by the folks around us and way more grounded in our own rhythms and routines so that nobody else can really rock that. So that's what got recalibrated. It's like, how do we nurture relationships and how do we nurture ourselves and our real systems on the ground? So altogether, Ceres spent 3 months in Virgo, 6 months in Libra. So that's 9 months and change of personal processing to know what feeds and nourishes you on the deeper levels, as well as recalibrating the partnerships that we're keeping, while clearing away those which are no longer supportive and positive. Okay, so this is the clearing we've been through. I'm just giving you this because it's going to inform her journey through Scorpio for the next 2 months, because Scorpio is a big rebirth space. It's where we tap into the soul level of what really feeds our soul, which means we really have to clear these other aspects to get there. So Ceres in Virgo requires a certain skills, discernment, and self-discipline, and a desire to help others to be more efficient and effective. Acts of service are the way to nurture at this time, or allow yourself to receive those acts of service. Receiving nurturance can be very difficult for some. Being useful and relevant to others is very important with this placement. Like, say you live with Ceres in Virgo, but up in the sky for the rest of us, it is a time to do a cleanse or some self-care to reset your individual systems. Nurture your physical body and individual systems for living. It's time for an upgrade that is more appropriate to here and now. Self-worth is developed along with a new skill set right now, so try to learn something that can make you more valuable to the team. You're developing a rhythm that takes some practice to master, but Ceres only comes around to Virgo every 4 or 5 years, so this is a pretty big, important reset. According to Asteroid Goddesses by Demetra George and Douglas Block, Ceres describes the ways in which we face the issues of self-worth and self-esteem, relationship to our parents and children, attachment, dependency, loss, separation, rejection, grief, sharing, work, and productivity. All of that is Virgo Libra, y'all. That's all I can say. It's how we nurture and like to be nurtured. So you might imagine that Ceres in Libra, nurturing takes the form of beauty, harmony, balance, creativity, and kinship. This is a chance to check in with our primary relationships to initiate a new level of balance and reciprocity. It's a good time to socialize or host a gathering where you bring all of your favorite people together for an evening of lively conversation, good food and drink, and kinship. If you're working on your professional partnerships, then this is a good energy to help you move in a new direction there too. You can initiate a new 4 to 5 year cycle of collaborating with others in all new ways. Reflect on the last 4 to 5 years and consciously choose to improve going forward. You can also use this energy to infuse your creative babies with some beauty and essence that reflects your renewed sense of self and self-worth. The last time it retrograded over Virgo Libra cusp was 1977. Okay, so now we're really going back. The 90s and the 70s, y'all. Now, after all that recalibration, Ceres moves into Scorpio, and the focus shifts from Libra wanting to purify and nurture your relationships and environment surface issues to Scorpio below the surface issues. What seeds are germinating in your darkness? Think garden. What needs a pruning, clearing, so it can thrive and grow better? Scorpio is the lesson of karma and the most potent creative energy that we have access to, and that is the ability to create life. Ruled by Pluto, it is your connection to and experience of power and all the issues that go with having any amount of power, let alone the enormous amount afforded the average human. Be mindful that anytime any planet is in Scorpio, molecules are moving and forming with lightning speed. Anything you think can and often will manifest sooner than later. Stay in the light as much as possible, composting any negative energy so it can be fuel and motivation, as well as purification rather than poison. Deep breath. So this is what we're heading into, and the timeline is here. Basically, from September to September, Ceres has been in a one-year process moving through Virgo Libra, and she's just stepping into Scorpio. So you all have heard me say, we look at what they do right before they go in, and we look at what they do when they first come out. And so this Scorpio zone for the next 2 months is giving us a chance to literally rebirth and transform how we nurture ourselves and how we allow others to nurture us. So remember, anything you can think and you put some emotion behind it, some feeling, you write it down, all of that makes things manifest. So we want to keep it really on what you do want and not on what you do not want. Same day, Mercury goes direct in Virgo until October 4th, when it finally moves into Libra. So it's time to make sense of the mental and emotional changes we've been through before it is time to move into the new consciousness and start expressing in all new ways. So let's use that time to truly process and integrate whatever came into your conscious awareness over the last 3, 6, 9 weeks. This is a Mercury cycle. Always think of it as the 3 weeks before, 3 weeks of, and 3 weeks after when we're dealing with a retrograde. That's why it happens around a kind of on a quarterly basis. And some years we only get 3, some years we get 4 in a calendar year, 4 Mercury retrogrades. So think about the last 3, 6, 9 weeks. It's time for discernment and discrimination. You will have to choose or decide which ideas are worth investing more energy, time, and resources going forward. And you will have to get organized and create space to anchor these new ideas and integrate them into the new rhythm that is emerging. This is also an opportunity to do some personal healing of the mental body and your individual consciousness around health and fitness. We have had an opportunity to restore our mental health and balance, and in doing so, we can go forward to have more successful and fulfilling interactions with others. This extended stay in Virgo is going to affect your Virgo, Pisces, and Gemini, Sag departments by default. As you shift your consciousness, change your thinking, and cultivate healthier routines, then new dreams are possible. Yes, sashay. This completes a full year of recalibrating the mental and physical within. 2022 was an Earth-Air combo, awakening the possibilities as well as the possible limitations. 23 was all earth, allowing us to get real, get practical, and manifest our thoughts instantly. Said another way, we activated all new thinking and ideas in 2021, began to think about how to manifest them in 2022, created containers, and made certain commitments in 2023. So when we move into 2024 and Mercury retrogrades through earth and fire energies, we're going to get super creative. We will be inspired and free to create if we've done the requisite clearing first. So doing our work this year is going to support us next year. And let's have a party any day. Mercury goes direct, so this is a good thing. Saturday the 15th, we have Sun trining Uranus. This is Virgo to Taurus, so we're still in that physical body realm of how we're experiencing reality in this moment. This energy is wonderful for a little self-examination and taking action on your own behalf. Look at your habits, home situation, work, or anything else that is important to you, and look at how you've gotten to where you are. What kind of choices led here? This is a good time to look around and see how you can conserve what is useful and release that which is no longer relevant for you going forward. It's also a good energy for organizing and clearing the decks, so to speak, of things that have piled up but still need to be dealt with or released altogether, right? We can do that too. You may be feeling very practical, possibly selfish, but it's actually self-preservation. Deep breath. Okay, when we're working with the sun, the light is shined on you, the individual, and then we got Uranus, which is all about freedom and individuality, kind of cracking you open with ease and grace, you know, just kind of seeing where the changes have already happened, where the changes need to be made, and it's all pretty obvious. And that concludes our activations. Now I've put the links in here to get to the Venus replay. We had our inner initiation at the Earth Star Chakra, the release work we're doing in Leo this month. The replay and the tools are available for $25. Spider Medicine, also our medicine for the whole month of September, has a great replay and amazing tools, some of which I'll share in the fire ceremony. But that too is only $25 to access. And I've created the fire ceremony for Fall Equinox link to register to join us or get the replay. This is another community event that is free and open to all. Please invite your friends. I do my best, weather permitting, to have a real fire. And you'll notice that I bumped it up from 9 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern because sunset is getting earlier. So my East Coast babies are going to be so happy because we've been ending really late. And we're going to start a little bit earlier. Now, I'm really excited about the 555 Ritual Box and Honey Pot. That is another amazing subscription for a ritual kit that NASA and Lana Moon have put together that is so supportive for those of you that do ritual and ceremony work on a regular basis. If you don't do it on a regular basis, then it's still really good to drop in and get the kit or any of the kits because she's got several. She's got them for all occasions, honey. So go check out energyandarts.com and see which one is for you and get them as needed as well. And the end of this month, NASA's Indigenous Spirituality School is kicking off. I'm so excited for her old and new students and getting to their next level through the work that she does over there. So check those links out. And I think I mentioned last week that August, September is exactly when I created all these goddess videos. So all the suggestions in there are for this time of year every year. And so they're super juicy and I'm gonna go ahead and leave those in there one more week. Especially for my new people to the list that haven't ever seen them. I know most of you have. And that goes for the invitation to the Soul Sisters Circle video as well. That is at the bottom here, and it's the one that introduces me and my work. And so if you want to know a little bit more about that, it's only 19 minutes. Check that out when you get a chance. Reach out directly when you need to. Join us where you can. And I hope you have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.